Parshas Re'eh, Bonim Atem Lashem Aleikechem. You are my children. You are the children of Hashem. The Baal Shem Tov said that every Yid is as precious as a Ben Yochid is, who his parents gave birth to him in their older age, and even more so, more than that. Hashem created the world for the Kiyam of Am Yisrael, not just the overall Am Yisrael, but every single Yid separately. Every Yid, every single one, Olam Mele, created it for him. And therefore, we all have to live our lives. We need to live our lives as if the whole world was created for us individually, and to give our chelik, our unique chelik, to be mashlim, the world, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our own unique mission. The birth is Hashem's way of telling us that we matter, as he spoke about before. And we are zoicha to be banim Hashem, we're sons and daughters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what transpires, and even if we sometimes have lost our way, we could always do tshuva, come back to the essence. Tshuva doesn't mean just that you're repenting and not doing something wrong and now you're going back on a right path. What it really is, even deeper than that, you're going back to your original essence. This is who you really are. You're Dovak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a holy neshama. And if we remember this all the time, this is how we elevate ourselves and motivate ourselves to do more mitzvahs and to stay away from negative things. Because as the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Mishlei Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Musar Hashem Beni Altimas, my son, don't despise the discipline, the Musar of Hashem, or the Yisurim that Hashem gives you, because he is means your benefit, Valtokaitz B'Seichachtoi, and don't rebel or don't reject his reproof. But the Slana Mehavavart, I heard it from Rav Kfiat. Musar Hashem, what is the Musar of Hashem? Bini, you are my son, and because you're my son, Al Timas. Please don't go beneath your dignity to be mamayas yourself with maisim that don't befit a king, a son of a king, or a daughter of a king. And that is the concept of banim atem lashem aleikechem. And then the pasuk says also the mitzvah of tzedakah, aser to aser es kol tefuah zarecha yoytze hashana shana shana. That's a chiyuv to be mafresh meiser and to give it for tzedakah. And of course the chazal darshan to aser is with a sin on the dot is on the left, but it's also to asher with the dot on the right. Oisher, that asher al menashe tis asher. If you give meiser from your money, your zeicha, to a tremendous reward way beyond what you gave. And Hashem gives us as we give tzedakah. Hashem is meisif and adds to tremendous bracha when we give tzedakah. And then it says, Veirachacha Hashem alekecha b'choyla teshetasa, that Hashem will bench everything that you do. So here you'll learn basically a concept that even though Hashem is the one who decides that we're going to be matzliach, Hashem is the one who decides that we're going to have parnasa, but we are not allowed to rely just on hashkacha elyona. We're not allowed to just rely and say, I'll sit back and I'll let the gezeirah of Hashem that he said, Rosh Hashanah, to be mefarnes me, and I'll just sit back. No, he has a chiyah to be mishtadl, to do things al pi teva. But at the same time that you're doing these things al pi teva, because that's what Hashem wants, you need to understand also always that it is our efforts that is required, but our efforts is not the cause of our atzlacha. What we are doing by making these efforts that we are mechuyev to do is we are making a vessel. We are creating a keli to be makabel the shefa of Hashem that will go in that keli. And therefore, we tend often to worry about parnasa. It's understandable, and it's a big nisayan. There's a lot of work pressures. There's financial pressures, and there's work pressures, and they're very real. And we have to be empathetic and sympathetic to people that have difficulty, have hard jobs, have nisayonis in their jobs, and to have rachmanis, and to soothe their hearts, to try to remove the worry from their hearts. But on our own, what we need to do when we sometimes get worried is to catch ourselves. And instead of worrying about actual parnasa, whether we could, we're going to have enough or not, trust Hashem that He will give us what we need. But instead, we need to worry, are we going to make the proper keli? Are we ready to make that keli to be mekabel the bracha of Hashem? And the keli to make the bracha of Hashem is not just hishtadlus in the parnasa, but it's kviyas itim la'tayra, and working with an erlichkeit that creates a keli to be makabalit. So daiga, like there's a famous lashon that the original Baba Varav, Rav Shloima, that's the Rav Shloima, his father was Ben Zion, and Ben Zion's father was Rav Shloima, and he wrote a letter about parnasa, and I remember that there was three words that he said in the letter, daiga mihi terlach. You have a chiyuv to be shtadl, that's fine, but who allowed you to worry? Now again, some people, it's hard, they feel anxious, but we have to realize, we have to remove it from our hearts. The only thing we have to worry about or concern ourselves with is just making that keli to be makabel, the shefa of Hashem, because He constantly does want us to give. And then, of course, v'samachta b'chagecha. V'samachta b'chagecha, to rejoice in the Yomim Tovim, and to bring that simcha in our hearts, till it's chagecha, it's your yontiv. Do you take it as a personal yontiv? The Pesach is your Pesach. The Sukkos is your Sukkos. The Shavuos is your Shavuos. That you yourself feel like you are with Hashem. That you imagine that if the Beis HaMikdash would be here, and Beis Hashem will be here, you'd be Oyla Regal, and you would see everything that goes on in the Beis HaMikdash during the beautiful Tekufa of Yontif, of the Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So we have all these beautiful Rayonis among many, many others in this week's Parsha. The idea of Bechira in the beginning of the Parsha, and what we said today, that we're Bonim of Hashem, we're sons and daughters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the importance of giving tzedakah and the bracha that it brings, the chiyuv of ishtadlus, but recognizing that it's really Hashem doing everything and your ishtadlus, which is a chiyuv, of course, but it's simply opening up the keli so that the shefa of Hashem should come to you. And that's why the keli needs to be clean and needs to be proper. And also, v'samachta b'chagecha, we're getting close to the Yom Neiroim and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that brings to Sukkos, which is a tremendous simcha of v'samachta b'chagecha, to make it your chag. Should go into the panemius of a person, and that simcha should carry him through the rest of the year. Bracha and atzlocha, and have a wonderful Shabbos.